Have you ever take time to consider how powerful silence is? How often do you give yourself time just to sit in peace, apart from the noise and the hustle and the bustle of everyday life, to appreciate silence? I mean, we live in quite a creative world, don't we? We live in quite a rapid world, quite a fast-paced, quite a rapidly and extensively evolving world. Pressure, stress, chaos, demands, tension, crisis. What is the one thing that you feel could become your greatest and most powerful ally in the context of any life coaching conversation or interaction that you have? Have you ever noticed how uncomfortable and impatient some people become when they're presented with silence? Appreciating this video, I've toned it right down, haven't I? I'm not gung-ho, going in million miles an hour. But your mind might be. It might not be. But see, when I'm interacting with people, see, when I'm working things out, because I'm naturally quite an extroverted kind of guy. That's my preference, by the way. It's not who I am, it's just a preference. I struggle to work out what's going on inside of me if I'm not given or presented with silence on the outside of me. I've had mentors and life coaches in the past who seemed to be more driven by teaching me and impressing me and coaching me than just understanding me. And the question that I always asked was, unless you give me silence and your undivided attention, how could you ever understand me? And I'm guessing that what's true for me is true for you. How much time or silence do you habitually ever give other people? Because in that last video, we looked at the ladder of inference, didn't we? The four levels, stages of communication, conversation, interaction. It's through conversations and interactions that the world moves forward. But it's also through conversations and interactions that relationships fall apart, and that the world also falls apart. What would happen if people became better at, rather than trying to have all the answers and get it right and impress and teach and instruct and advise, they would just became better at giving each other more silence? What's going on inside of you right now? Emotionally, what are you thinking about? As I'm not saying too much. What I would like you to think about, just for a minute, is whether this silence that I'm offering you, partially on some levels, is also presenting you with more time to reflect. You see, the only time in which, and the only way through which, we're going to be able to understand those that we coach or mentor is by actually, believe it or not, listening twice as much as what we speak. But this is one of the biggest problems that most people have in life. Most people would rather be heard than hear. Is this true for you? Is it not true for you? Is it true for someone that you know? How true might it be for those that you go on to coach? Silence. This isn't a theory. It's not a life coaching model. It's not a framework. It's not a psychological theory. But just because it's none of these things, please don't undermine for a second the power of this one little word. So here's an exercise for you. Before you carry on with the rest of this course, go and find someone that you know, a friend, a family member, a loved one, husband, wife. Sit down and interact with them. And rather than seeking to speak, seek first to offer silence, listen, and hear. And see for yourself how the quality and the caliber of the conversation changes. Hope you've not found this video too frustrating. Look forward to seeing you again in the next.